9-point winners, the West Coast Eagles over Geelong in a absolute classic here. Saturday night at Optus Stadium, the Eagles 11-7-73 defeated the Cats 10-4-64. Josh Kennedy, the star in front of goals with 4 goals. Dom Sheed, Luke Shuey, also terrific. Tim Kelly against his old team, superb. And for the Cats, Guthrie, Stewart and Duncan led the way possessions-wise, but there was also some pretty handy players all over the ground. Today's I'm loving it moment happened at the 26-minute mark in the fourth quarter. Here's how we called it on Triple M Footy. He's just going to kick it to the top of the goal square. Packleform from the side, taking a beauty, is Josh Kennedy. What a star. In fact, what a superstar. He takes the grab. He'll kick it goal to seal the deal. From 15 metres out.
I haven't seen him jump that high before.
Wow.
What a mark.
He's kicking more and more goals. That'll do it. Yep, superb effort from Josh Kennedy. He inspired the fight back, as we said, Embers. 13 seconds or so it took in the first quarter for him to kick his first, and then, of course, he had a couple in the final term and very decisive goals in that final term.
Well, he's kicked 15 goals now in 3 weeks. He's definitely provided an option inside forward 50. Now, outright leads the Coleman, but when the game was up for grabs, he took some big grabs, some really great play in the last quarter too. Nick Nat, the flick behind from that stoppage to see him run behind. That's what midfielders normally do, get in that kind of position. But it was JK that was running around, snapping. I thought he was huge in the end, and probably the reason why the West Coast were able to get over the line.
Yeah, well, kicked the first goal, and then he kicked three den of the last 4 goals for the West Coast Eagles to wrap things up. Getting to Macca's today for hot, juicy, tasty burgers made with 100% Aussie beef. And, Den, if you're a Cats fan, you'd be frustrated because there wasn't much of a time for them to recover from that Fremantle game, and they would have been drained from that Fremantle game in terms of conditions, and they slogged their way through it. They didn't have Stephen or Selwood come back into the team, which they would have hoped. You'd walk away pretty proud, though, of the team.
They tried very hard. Their first half was very good. Embers nailed it at halftime. He thought that short break might do them in, and that's how it worked out. Outstanding effort, though, by the West Coast Eagles, coming from behind again. It was so impressive. Young Cameron needs a little more time. Ainsworth is still a work in progress, but the core of this West Coast Eagles side is rock solid. They're really able to intimidate opposing sides, and tonight it was Geelong who blinked first, so the West Coast Eagles now move to fourth on the premiership table, and they deserve to be there.
Yeah, they're looking the goods. 5 straight now for the Eagles. The Cats, of course, have got a tough little stretch.
It's not often we've said this, though. It depends where the grand finals play. I mean, that's very important. I mean, the West Coast Eagles here will be very hard to toss.
And we know that Fremantle West Coast more than likely now will be on the road after this stint, and they'll get some games over in Queensland. It's just what it looks like after that. You know, do West Coast get to come back? Do they get to play finals here? I mean, we're not even really quite sure. You expect that will happen, but it's going to be...
Well, will it happen, though? Because there will be still a quarantine period of the 14 days.
That's right. So unless the AFL has a bye, it's going to be really interesting to see how they can actually logistically put the fixtures together for a final series, allowing West Coast to be able to get finals here in Perth if sides have to quarantine for 14 days.
So it looks like they'll go east about round 14, which is not too far away. Fremantle admitted that today. I suspect it'll be something similar for the West Coast Eagles.
I would agree, but the West Coast Eagles can only look back on tonight and say, well, that's all we can do, and it was enough, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They were great tonight in the second half, as they were against Collingwood.
Yep, absolutely. Triple M Amy Review, this is it. Amy Clangers happening on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy. The final score here, 9 points, 11-7-73, plays 10-4-64. The Eagles winners. We're going to get your MVP votes in just a moment. But first, Beast, you take it over, mate, because you have a new sponsor. You have been superb, and you might as well finish off in
Thanks,
style.
Mate. You put me under pressure again. You started under pressure, put me under pressure. Yeah, the Get Mosh have been great tonight for us on the stats. And for the Cats, Guthrie led the way with 23 disposals, 5 clearance. Stewart had the 22. Duncan, 21, 4 clearances, 8 scoring involvements, 1 goal. Meningola, 19 with 1 goal. Dangerfield finished with 18, 7 clearances for him, 1 goal. And Tui had the 18 with 2 goals. And for West Coast, leading the way was Sheed. Big fourth quarter for him again after quiet in the third. He finished with 24, 15 contested, 6 clearances, 6 scoring involvements to go with 2 goals. Kelly had the 23, 5 clearances, 5 inside 50s, 518 metres gained. Shuey, 23, 4 clearances, 6 inside 50s, 7 scoring involvements. Yo had the 20 disposals, 15 contested, 7 clearances and 5 scoring involvements for him. So some big stats for the Eagles. Nick Nat, 34 hitouts, 4 clearances, 7 inside 50s, 6 scoring involvements. Kennedy had the 4 goals, so continues his hot run. And now, West Coast were dominated in uncontested possessions and marks or not, but they finished up a plus 22 in disposals, plus 5 in contested possession, plus 14 in hitouts, a plus 3 in clearances, and a plus 6 in inside 50s. And that is the only time this season, apart from round 1, a side has come back from trailing in the third, three-quarter time, rather, to win in the end. And that is the Triple M Get Mosh Stats. Fantastic. For the night, lock.
Unbelievable beast. You were superb, of course. Couple of games tomorrow, gents. We'll be back here at Optus Stadium for the late afternoon game between the French. You didn't know that, Dan? Or?
I knew that.
Oh, okay, good.
I just looked startled.
You did.
I was thinking about it. I knew it, but I was thinking about it. Obviously, it's true.
Yes, Fremantle take on Collingwood late in the afternoon, 4:10 Western Standard Time. But before that, it'll be the Suns and the Giants, which will be an interesting little battle. I'm not sure where the Giants are at, and the Suns have shown some promise, and they've been a little up and down.
That is being played.
Mm-hmm. Talk amongst yourselves for a moment.
In Queensland.
Not here.
Queensland.
Okay. So we're not doing it.
Metricon Stadium. We're not doing it? That. Don't stress about that. That's around the grounds. Very shady one. Book direct at choicehotels.com for hotels across Australia at the lowest prices. Guaranteed terms apply. Have you got your triple MVP award, the 3 votes?
I am. Yeah, I'm going to go with it. So I'm going to go with 1 vote to Josh Kennedy. He was a difference in the end, as you mentioned, kicked 3 of the last 4 goals off the game, and he was the bloke that got West Coast home in the end. So 1 vote to Josh Kennedy, 2 votes to Tom Stewart. I thought he stood up all night. He was strong in defence. He took intercept marks. He defended really well. He hasn't been in the competition for long, but I'll tell you what, he's turned himself into a fine, fine player. Finished with 22 disposals, and I thought he was very important. And 3 votes. Could have gone to a few players, but I'm going to go with Dom Sheed. He was the one West Coast Eagles player in the first half that really stood up when the Cats were coming. He had 15 touches and a couple of goals. He finished off really strong. He had 6 clearances in the end, 24 touches, the most by any player on the ground. And those 2 goals, I think, were very important too. So I'll give the 3 votes to Dom Sheed tonight. Good game of footy.
And as I said, we're back tomorrow. Dan, I want to know what you think about the Fremantle-Collingwood game. Steel side bottom returns for the Pies, which is good news for them. So that'll make them even better. And Nat Fyfe is back for the Freo Dockers.
Well, we hope Fremantle show a little more attack, don't we? Because the last game they went out and virtually didn't attack right from the get-go. They just defended and lost accordingly. So they've been hard hit by injuries, and we feel for them, but they should try and at least push the ball forward and have equal numbers, because that was the disappointing part about the loss against Geelong on that wet night. I mean, it was a difficult night to play footy, but they set up from the outset as though they were going to defend. Hopefully it's a little bit different tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be wet, they reckon, so that'll make it nice and interesting. Yeah, poor old Tan, she's on the boundary again.
Oh, well, rain sign on for these down. Things. I mean, what
are you... Tan.
And your man, Blake Akers, has been dropped as well.
I saw that. I'm off him.
You're off him?
I'm putting it on the record. Yeah, I'm off him. Yeah, I've been disappointed with his play a couple of times. I just don't think he's gone as hard, and I think that's the reason he's out. A couple of times he hasn't gone as hard as he should have.
Let's go down to 7 in just a moment because, Elliot Yeo, we've just had a 45-minute interview with Nick Natanui, and now Elliot Yeo is going to come up on 7. So stay with us because Yeo is going to talk right now. In fact, he is talking to 7 now.
And, glad that we won the arm wrestle.
What about Nick Natanui, Elliot? You must love, we just had a chat to him before, you must love what he's doing in the middle with his ruck work at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just that, though. It's his presence that he brings. And he's such a big boy to throw his weight around. It certainly helps us and lifts us as well as midfielders. So I guess, and his follow-up as well. For a big man, he can do some freaky stuff.
Speaking of which, Elliot, the Gillette precision play was the Nick Nat tap down to Josh Kennedy for a snap goal. Now, what was happening there? This is normally you getting on the end of this.
I was on the bench and I was gobsmacked. I never thought JK could move like that. So hopefully he's got a couple more years in him after that. So it was pretty good. Absolutely phenomenal.
In terms of working this out on the ground in the heat of the moment, Elliot, how does it transpire? Because Nick Nat just spoke to us. He said, no, we knew what we're about to do, but somebody's got to take control of the moment and say, I'm on right now.
Yeah, we had a discussion at halftime as well. We weren't getting that connection in the forward line with our forwards and with our mids. So I think they scored 3 goals as well out of our forward 50, which isn't good. But we were able to sort of get it in that last quarter. And I guess not too often you see the big fella JK roving off Nick Nance, generally flying Ryan or someone like that. So, yeah, we'll take it, absolutely.
So, Ellie, you've got the bye now next week. And then you've actually got 2 7-day breaks. A lot of teams are having to cram 4 and 5 day breaks, since you must really feel playing at home, good breaks, that you're starting to get an advantage on the competition?
Yeah, it certainly helps, but I mean, I reckon once we sort of, well, I guess those fixtures get released a bit later, we might get the short straw and get a couple close and, might have a couple 4 or 5 day turnaround. So we'll have to wait and see. I'm sure it's all swings and roundabouts, really. So, yeah, fingers crossed that it goes our way, but yeah, happy with the fixturing at the moment.
And Elliot, your own footy, you set yourself very high standards, and the start of the season I don't reckon would have been exactly where you wanted it, but the last month's been superb.
Yeah, I was a little bit off in terms of, my output and a little bit form as well. But, you just got to try and work as hard as you can and grind yourself into form. And I feel like I'm not far off and, close to playing my best football.
And will you get Jeremy McGovern back next week?
I'm hoping, yeah. He was pretty close this week, so we'll have to wait and see. And Big H, the big debutant, he's got a big knock to the head, so we'll have to wait and see. But we've got plenty of players coming through, maybe Rothy or whatnot can come through, maybe Scully as well. So we'll have to wait and see and throw things up. But, yeah, fingers crossed Gov can get up.
Hey, well played tonight. We loved watching you and all of the players involved.
There we go. That was a pretty good interview. We would have done a better job, Den, of course.
Hang on, they're old colleagues.
Oh, sorry.
Bit careful.
Nah, move on.
Yeah, we would have. Of course we would have. I don't think they're listening now. They've gone, haven't they?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, no, we would have. Certainly.
Well, the final score here was the West Coast Eagles winners 11-7-73. They defeated the Cats 10-4-64.